Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Lord, I want COVID-19. Yes, give it to me right now. I want it so I can get it out of the way. Oh, Lord, I don't want to die. Oh, I'm not doubting the resurrection, mind you. It's just that I'd rather live a bit longer, see the grandkids grow, you know, and keep working. By the way, Lord, about COVID-19, any chance of me having mild symptoms? Hi again. Hi, God. I know you're listening. You always listen. And I was thinking about the mild symptoms. Can that be mild symptoms without anything permanent lingering? That is, if there is anything permanently lingering. And just covering all bases, you understand? Lord, Hello. I wonder how often our prayers really are, Lord, I want to control my life. In Lent, we observe Jesus. From Mark's Gospel, chapter 26. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here, while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again for the second time he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Living is about choices in environments. A lot of the time, we don't think much about our choices. We just do, live, behave, choose, according to all sorts of reasons. We live our lives. We want to live. We'd rather not die. But sometimes our choices and our behavior come into focus because death has entered the environment. We all know death's around, but prefer it over the horizon and out of sight. But now it is invisibly close. And there is concern and anxiety around. What should be done? The same things that we can do every day. We choose responsibly how to live each moment, following Jesus, who himself prayed in the garden, so that no matter what we desire, and ask away, ask your desires, what we seek, above all, is that your will be done, for ourselves and for others. Can we trust the one to whom we call out? Well, that depends, I suppose, on the nature and character behind the name we cry. Jesus said to Martha and to us, in John chapter 11, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Jesus also said in the garden, just before he prayed, "I have said these things to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Let us pray. Most merciful God, Heavenly Father, you saved humanity by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Strengthen our faith in him who suffered on the cross, so that we may triumph in the power of his victory By your great goodness, guide and protect us forever in body and soul. Support all who are working in this time of COVID-19 to keep us healthy, fed, in touch with each other, and safe, and also their families. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.